Welcome to the Spoutcast, where we spout off the news to those who drink from the well. My name is Christian Warren, and with me, as always, Megan Jade, Sarah Wells. How are you guys?
Great.
So great.
Did you like how I said, as always? Like we've been doing this for a while, right?
Yeah, we have.
Yeah, we're like longtime friends and stuff.
Hands in.
And you said Megan Jade's name first. I like that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm trying to mix it up. Well, see, Sarah, I know that you're going to be heading to Israel here for the next couple weeks. And so it's just going to be me and Megan for a while. So I'm just preparing
this
to say
get
Megan
weird.
Before.
Don't you think? Just me and you. I wonder what a podcast will be like with just you and I.
Well, I'm sure there'll be lots of arguing. I'm sure you'll talk about something highly political, and then I'll laugh about zombies and make some fun jokes.
And then we'll just start punching each other.
I'm going to be so sad to miss it. I'm not going to lie.
Well,
I'm going to miss
you can,
this.
Yeah,
when you come
you're
going
to be so sad when you're in the Holy Land.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I wish I was recording the Spoutcast.
I love the Spout. Yeah, I love
She's a
recording.
Big fan, just not only a host, but a fan as well. Well, we've got a good show for you guys today. First of all, we're going to do some sermon feedback on this past week's sermon. We're going to have some news. We're also going to interview, I'm going to call him super fan, Jeremiah Spears, because
Woo!
I really feel like he's been one from the beginning, a fan from day one, from episode one. And really, we all try and forget episode one, but Jeremiah, he supports episode one. So
I haven't even listened to episode one.
Yeah.
Don't bother. It's fine.
It's fine. Brad listened to 3 minutes of it, remember?
And loved it.
He also called me I'm not a man. So
he did not. That is not. I re-listened. He did not say that.
That's cool. No, it's cool. I mean, it's like whatever. All right. And also,
Christian is currently crying.
Yeah. Someone get him a tissue.
Also, we're going to go.
Embarrassing.
We're going to go over our one and why, which this week is our one movie that we're most looking forward to this summer and why. We'll do some announcements, and then I just want to make just a statement or a bit of a concern that I'd like to share with my listeners.
I don't know. I
No?
Don't go there.
Why should you don't even know what I'm
yes,
gonna
yes I know what you're gonna say. Fine, go ahead.
I'm gonna share this later, and at the end of the show I'll save it, but you know, listeners, I'm not really happy with y'all right now.
Ooh, I'm really anticipating the secret.
Stay tuned for the last segment because I'm just, you know, I need to share some thoughts.
You guys are going to get in trouble is what's going to happen.
From who?
You. You're going to get our listeners in trouble.
Sarah, they're going to stop listening. Just stop now, and then he'll say it later so they keep listening to this episode.
Okay, so before we kind of get into our sermon feedback, I wanted to say I had a really hard time figuring out the music for today because I was like, oh, it'd be really fun to do like summer-themed songs. And then I was like thinking in my head, what are some summer-themed songs? And literally the only song that came in my head was, I like girls that wear Abercrombie and Fitch.
Oh my gosh, LFO, another seventh grade wonder.
And then I was like,
what about Beach Boy songs?
Yeah, literally nothing
okay,
came in my head.
Okay, are we like 55 or
Nothing
something?
Nothing really came into my head.
Okay, we're either 12 or 55.
I know. There's got to be a happy medium.
So basically, here's the story of how I came up with the music. I have this friend. His name's Reed. Jeremiah knows my friend Reed as well. And so Reed, we used to live together, and we used to have what were called summer barbecues. But we'd have summer barbecues in the middle of winter. Okay.
Ah.
So it'd be like December, and we'd have a summer barbecue, and you'd have to wear board shorts and a tank top. And we'd play our summer mixes. But I couldn't think of anything summer mix-wise. But Reed loves this band called Eveline, and they're actually a band from Turlock, and so that will be this week's music. So enjoy some Eveline, and then after that, we will have some sermon feedback. Welcome back. We're going to kind of go into our sermon feedback segment here. And I am informed that everybody heard the sermon this last week, all right?
Yep.
You did. So, kind of with that is Brad last week on the Spoutcast. If you haven't heard last week's, you should totally catch up with last week's Spoutcast, because Brad really talked about the heart behind the message on Sunday.
Yep.
And basically, it was kind of a two-part message. He kind of opened up with what are parables and why did Jesus teach in parables? And he talked about what parables even like meant back then and how people today kind of they interpret them all differently. But there's really only like, I think Jesus had a specific meaning to his parables.
Right.
And we can't just go, oh, it just means this or this or this. It means a certain thing to Jesus is teaching it, and he has a purpose as to why he's teaching it, basically. And then the second half is what Brad talked about last week on the Spoutcast, which was basically how we as the well get comfortable with like a certain speaker up on the stage, or we go, Mark Driscoll said, or Brad Bell said, or whatever, and we don't get comfortable with just what Jesus says. And that's what we should be comfortable with, and that's what we should be expecting to come to church. And that way we can go to any church in the world and go, it doesn't matter who's speaking, it matters what the word says.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's kind of a recap of what he talked about. Did you guys get anything more out of it than kind of what we talked with Brad about? Or Megan, we'll start with you.
Actually, one point when he was talking out of 1 Corinthians, I really liked when he talked about how Apollos and Paul, they were servants of Christ. Like,
right.
Servants of, like, they were spreading the gospel because they're servants of the Lord. And I loved thinking about that. And he said, and he related that back to Mark Driscoll and John Piper and said, like, they are but servants of Christ, you know? And why are we looking to them before we're looking to Christ? Because they are just, like going, you know, like, they're, what am I saying?
They're just being disciples of Christ
exactly.
as well.
They're
yeah.
just communicating
the word,
Christ,
yeah.
the word through what Christ has empowered them to do.
And I think Brad's point was, is like, you've got two different guys. You've got Paul, you've got Apollos, and they're just two completely separate people. They grew up differently, different experiences in life, different mentors in life. And yes, they teach very differently, but at the end of the day, it's about Christ. It's about the word. It's about the Bible and what Christ has to say. I loved on another kind of side is that when he's talking about parables, parables literally means like truths thrown alongside. And I love that it's just like, it's a truth thrown alongside like a story that he's telling. And I really am a big fan of parables, which is why next week's one and why is going to be, what's our favorite parable and why? So instead of talking about movies, you won't be here, but we'll get into a little bit more.
I'm going to be where the parables were actually told.
Yes, you will be there. And so I'm a big fan of parables, which is why I'm excited to teach a parable this summer at the well. Sarah, did you get anything out of it?
Yes. Well, we kind of talked about it last week, but I think it's chapter 2, 1 Corinthians, talking about the people being divided by saying, I follow Paul, I follow Apollos, I follow Jesus. And I find myself getting caught up in authors I'm reading or blogs that I'm subscribing to. And I've been convicted of this lately anyways. And then he gave this message and it was kind of like brought it home for me.
Right.
How I typically will read a book before I read the Bible. And that's not okay, I need to have my primary nourishment from the word and not from a book. And sometimes I'll read a book and not even be getting stuff out of it, but I'll keep reading it anyways just because it's
the latest and greatest.
Right. Just because Piper wrote it, so I need to read it. And that's not where my identity is. Right. My identity is in the word and in Christ, not in what these authors say about things.
I used to do like a morning devo couple years ago, like Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. And like, I think I did every, like all 365 days of that book. And it was super spiritually like uplifting for me. I really got a lot out of it every day. But when I started coming to the well, I started doing the life plan at the well. And all of a sudden, like, I just feel like it was just so much better for me just to take in scripture and really look at what does this mean? And the truth is, like, I don't do every verse on the life plan. But for me, it's like when I'm reading scripture and I'm just taking the word for what it is, like studying scripture, I almost feel like I'm self-feeding myself, you know? And I love Brad's point about how people are like a bunch of babies and some spiritual babies, and they need to be fed by the church. And I love that example of, you know, a kid who's 18 years old who's still like having his parents make him breakfast. It's like, look, if you've been in church for 18 years, you shouldn't need Brad to give you a sermon. You should be reading your own scripture and interpreting your own scripture and studying the word and talking to pastors and go, what exactly does this mean?
It's interesting to think about like Brad and Mark Driscoll and all then Piper or whatever. We all have the same Holy Spirit. Right. Like, they are being enlightened by the Holy Spirit, and we have it too. We don't have to rely on His Holy Spirit to learn something from the same text that we could read, and the Holy Spirit can speak to us through it.
Well, and the danger is that we continue to, like, put them up on a pedestal of, like, they have this celebrity that, you know, they have a platform to say whatever they want to whoever they want, because people listen and people buy their books and they listen to their stuff. And not that they're not saying great things,
right.
But what if they weren't?
Right.
Like, are we actually challenging what they write with against the word of God? And if we are looking at them and thinking they are the end all of what truth is, then we're completely missing the point, because they could be leading us all astray.
Right. Totally.
And not that they're not great communicators, but they're not the communicator that we should be.
Right. Yeah. Which is why Brad brought up, like, a good point. I was thinking about it. Like, when you first of all, he's like, bring your Bible to church. You know, first and foremost, bring your Bible. Because when Brad's going through, let's just say, 1 Corinthians or whatever, and you're going through it with him, you can look and go, you know, I may disagree with that. I'm going to take a note. Then I'm going to go up to Brad afterwards. I mean, that's why we have campus pastors. I don't think anybody at the Well is too proud of their message that can't go, oh, you know, I didn't mean that when I said that or whatever. And I think that the great part about living a life like that is that you could literally go to any church in the world, and it could be the worst sermon, and you can go, well, here's the scripture that they were going over. I'm going to at least go over that scripture, and I'm going to spiritually feed myself instead of having this person up on stage.
Well, even just the act of being discerning through a message is really edifying, because you have to listen with good ears and think through the scripture and think through the context. And that alone is being fed, even listening to a crummy sermon, you know?
And I know that Brad actually means what he says when he says to approach him on those things, because from personal experience, Sarah and I, one time,
a long time ago,
a couple years ago, approached Brad when he gave the communion message once, and he left something out of it that I felt like, we both felt like, huh, I wonder why he didn't communicate that as thoroughly as I thought he would.
Yep. Right.
And we went and spoke to him about it, and he was great in explaining why, where he comes from, and that was a great experience. And he wasn't offended, and it wasn't weird, and it was just a communicating moment.
Probably
that was
thanked
great.
Us. At
yeah,
that.
Right. It was just a great time for us to.
Yeah, and I've done the same, and I think Brad appreciates that kind of stuff. Yeah. I think, you know, you have to recognize that Brad and other pastors on the staff, they've gotten their seminary degrees from one place, and other people have gotten their seminary degrees from another place, but they always will go, look, it's not about my degree. It's about what scripture says. So let's look at scripture, not what I learned in school or whatever. Mm-hmm. I was really pleased with the message, because I'm teaching this summer on July 10th and 6th, which is midweek, but I really feel like I got set up to win. You know, I got set up to where the church is expecting, the church isn't going to be bummed when Brad doesn't show up on the stage. No, they're going to be excited, because who's ever up on the stage, they're teaching scripture, you know? And I just felt, from a person speaking, a young guy speaking on stage, I just really feel like it set me up to win. It set me up so that the audience knows, look, it's not about who's up on, it's not about preference. It's about scripture, you know?
What scripture are you teaching through? Can we ask?
Do you guys want to know or no?
Yeah.
Well, I asked.
We're teaching through the parable of the widow and the judge. So it's in Luke.
Okay.
And you're going to have to bring your Bible.
I plan on it.
And are you guys going to be there?
And I'm going to love it when we discuss the sermon the next week, and we're discussing your sermon.
Oh, that'll be fun. You got, wait, before we close here, I want to ask you guys a question, okay?
Okay.
I have like 2 seconds to introduce who I am on the stage. So here's kind of what I'm thinking about saying. I was telling Dave this earlier. Tell me what you guys' thoughts are. I want to say, hi, I'm Christian Warren. I'm the middle school director here at The Well, but I also host a podcast that The Well does called The Spoutcast. Should
Absolutely.
I say that?
Absolutely.
Should I?
Yeah. Yes. Shameless plug right there.
But is that like, I'm taking liberties with my onstage presence.
Well, no, not at all.
You don't have to make it like a huge deal. You can just say, oh, and I also do The Spoutcast. You don't even have to say check it out, but that's just part of the things that you do.
I absolutely agree.
You guys think I should do
you
it.
You are a co-host of the Spoutcast. That is absolutely
something
you do.
Don't want to, like, obviously I'm up there to teach the word. I'm up there to teach this awesome parable about the persistence of prayer. But what I do want to do is just say, here's who I am and here's what I do. But I feel like in the moment I could give a shameless plug.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, totally. Do it.
I'm going to feel bad, but I'm glad I got that off my chest.
Dave is giving you a thumbs up.
Yeah, so that's good enough for me.
If Dave says so, it's good.
All right, I'm blaming Dave if I get in trouble for it.
Okay.
All right. So, well, you guys, I hope you have checked out this last week's sermon, but if you haven't, it might be a good sermon to check out before you go and listen to the next like 8 weeks of sermons for the summer, because it kind of sets everything up, you know? Yeah. And so I think this next week, Jared is going to be teaching. And so, or Mike Slayton, one of the two. Anyways, Brad really sets us up all to win for the summer teachers. And I'm really excited for the summer. I'm really excited to teach on parables and just really get the church to see that it's not about who's teaching, but it's about the word. It's about Jesus. And mm-hmm. so I'm looking forward to that. All right, well, up next, we're going to do some news, and after that, we're going to interview Jeremiah Spears.
Now the news with Kevin Tinkin.
Hello, Spoutcastians and Castanets. That's what I'm going to call them. This is Kevin Tinkin. Sorry I'm not able to be there this week. I am in Las Vegas celebrating my 7th anniversary with my beautiful wife, Jenny. Also, we both turned 30 this year, so it was important that we left the house. Otherwise, 30s, it's a big one. It's a big one. So here's the news. Please discuss. I'm going to allow time for you to discuss. And this is a little bit for you, Megan, because these are serious. These are serious news events. So get ready. The fire in Arizona. Oh, yeah. See, it's getting dark already. The fire in Arizona is, according to my sources, which are vast, is 10% contained, which means 7,000 residents were able to return to their homes. Still, we have 2,500 evacuated in Arizona, and fire crews are working hard to keep that under wraps. This is very sad, so keep those people in your prayers, and let's hope that those firemen can get after that. Please discuss.
Well, we will discuss,
oh,
Kevin.
We just got a little serious in here.
I know. Well, you know, I feel like, you know, we needed to bring some serious a little bit, so we'll start out with some serious. How's that sound?
Sounds great.
All right. I've actually read about these fires, and they're pretty crazy. They're like going into New Mexico right now. Mm-hmm. Have you heard about these fires?
Yes, I have.
It's pretty devastating, right?
Yeah.
Fire is one of those things where I'm like terrified of, because mm-hmm. it happened in Santa Cruz mm-hmm. where I lived for the last 5 years, 2 years ago. There was a huge fire and we had to get evacuated from where we lived. Mm-hmm. And I woke up the next morning and my car had ash all over the top of it. Huh. It was like crazy. Lacey's family had to get evacuated and like we didn't know where to stay. And then Lacey's family luckily got to go back to our house. We had to leave for like 2 or 3 days before the fire was like contained.
I lived there that summer.
You did? Yes. Crazy, right?
Yeah, but Mount Hermon didn't get affected.
Yeah, Mount Hermon's pretty far away. But I just feel bad, and Kevin's right, like, definitely keep those people in your prayers. Do you have any thoughts, Megan, on it, or?
Well, I'm from Southern California, so I've definitely been a part of, you know, fire life, if you will. Like, Simi Valley area, like, there's lots of fires back through there. And it just devastates me. Like, then I think about, like, there was a fire in Santa Barbara a few years ago, uh-huh. and I just think of, like, seeing it on TV, and you just don't realize, like, how crazy fire can get and how bad it is, and the fact that people hundreds and hundreds of miles away are waking up with the smell of smoke and ashes on their cars, and they're reaping the effects of it. Obviously, they're not being evacuated or anything, but it really does devastate and go for miles.
Totally, and it's like horrible for your lungs anywhere. Yeah. Can I just say, like, I always have beefs with things like that, but I really hate the news, which is why I don't watch the news, which is why Colbert is my like TV source of news. I usually will read the USA Today, but my biggest thing is like everybody's focusing on not like every other story but this story. Like all we hear about is Anthony Weiner stuff, and then we also hear about like this Tracy Morgan thing that's going on right now, and it's like I just wish that they would focus on things that like are really devastating to other people instead of focus on these things that people want to hear about in a sense, you know? Yeah. It's just bummer because if you don't have like any news that's like scandalous, well then, you know, they always will try and think of something that's scandalous. And then when this news story that's actually a good news story and something that the world needs to know about and like needs to be praying about and needs to be, you know, sending, you know, money or whatever to these different houses that have been burned. It's like, no, let's talk about like nude photos or Tracy Morgan's like remarks or whatever.
And what's really sad is like these families legitimately have to start over.
All over,
like,
yeah.
Like any kind of disaster like that, fire, tornado, anything, like your pictures are gone. Your life is gone. You start completely over. Right. And I bet there's a feeling of a lot of loss of identity, a lot of like just a lot of devastation. And it's just crazy. I can't imagine my entire life being burned before my, like as I am evacuated and my entire life burns down in front of me and start over.
Yeah.
Now, Kevin Tinking being who Kevin Tinking is, he left us with, he wanted to comment on this story as well. So here you guys go.
Oh, excellent point. Oh yeah. No, I agree. No, you're dead wrong. Okay.
I just thought that was really funny that he played that at the end of that news story. So I,
Kevin, no, you're dead wrong. No,
that was crazy.
Well, Kevin, I want to bring up another news story that's totally separate from this news story, but we appreciate that. And this is, do you guys watch TV at all?
Occasionally. Yeah.
Do you guys watch The Bachelorette at all?
No.
Never.
Occasionally?
Not ever once watched it.
Ever once in my life?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, then you watch The Bachelorette.
I don't, though.
She doesn't
currently watch The Bachelorette.
All right. Well, this recent episode, they did this thing which is called a roast, okay? And do you know what a roast is?
Yes.
Someone sits in a chair. The rest of the people, they get to make jokes that are making fun of the person in the chair,
right.
Okay? So the whole point of a roast is for you to come up with the worst joke you can to basically roast the other person. Now, I'm not talking about just The Bachelor here. I'm talking about the world in general here, okay? But what happened was is that this lady, she signed up for being roasted, okay? I can't think of her name right now.
Ashley.
Okay, Ashley signed up for being roasted. This guy comes on and does three really funny jokes, okay?
Really big roasts.
But really kind of bad because at one of them he was like, I wished it was like these other two girls, but it's a roast, right? It's all in good fun. This is why you signed up for a roast. Are you with me here, Megan?
Yeah, I'm with you.
You totally not interested?
I'm intrigued.
All right. So she, all of a sudden afterwards, she signed up for it. All of a sudden she goes away and she starts crying because the guy hurt her feelings. And like, bottom line, that literally made me so mad watching that because I'm like, you signed up for it. And it brings a larger issue to point because it's like, if you sign up to do something or you say yes to something, like, don't be upset when someone like makes fun of you or whatever, especially in this context. But like, I feel like in a larger scale context as well, like, don't be upset. Don't cry. I know it makes for good TV, but the poor guy, like,
He cried.
He was so upset because he's like, I thought I was just doing a jokes for the show. Like, and he's all upset about it. And I was so mad, I had to turn it off and walk away.
And he left the show because he felt so bad.
No, I think he got a rose though, right? Or no, did he leave the show?
I didn't watch the end of it.
I think he got a rose.
I turned it off because I was so frustrated.
I think he got a rose. But do you see where I'm coming from here, Megan? No?
I totally do. What I'm hung up on is when you asked, do we watch The Bachelorette? Sarah said, meh, occasionally, but she obviously saw this episode. She was trying to hide it.
She was trying to hide it.
I'm sorry. Now moving on. Yeah, I think that's really
annoying. It's a roast on me.
Yeah, right?
Well, Kevin Tinkin had some thoughts on this as well.
Oh, that's a good point. Oh, fantastic. That's good. Oh, yeah, it's serious.
I don't know if I got so serious, Kevin. I don't know what you're talking about. But
I was serious when Megan roasted me.
That's right. You roasted Sarah?
Well, I mean,
were you not
thinks.
Sitting here?
That's what she said.
Oh.
I do understand. I really want to come back to that, though. I really do understand what you're saying. Because here's the thing. When you, like, for her, I feel like she signs up to get roasted. She
right.
obviously knows what's going to happen.
Right.
So to go away and cry, I just feel like that's just gives, like, women this, like, emotional, bad, like, name. Bad weirdness, you know?
Yeah.
I can't stand that.
Well, you know, she did it so she could get comforted by someone. It just, it was way too dramatic.
It seems really manipulative to me.
Oh, yeah.
Totally. Like, don't ask someone to make fun of you and then cry when they do it.
That's exactly what happened.
Like, just don't get roasted.
That's what I'm saying. And I feel like on a larger scale, like, you may not see this, but this is where I'm trying to head here is like, let's say I say it's the whole like Bible, like when your yes is yes, let it be yes. Kind of. It's like, if I say yes to going to like a party or whatever, like, hey, yeah, I'll come and I'll bring burgers. Okay. Although I don't eat burgers, but
you'll bring Boca burgers.
I'll bring Boca burgers. And then when I get there, like I said yes to bringing Boca burgers, but I didn't bring Boca burgers. And then someone goes, well, why didn't you bring Boca burgers? I'm like, oh, I just didn't want to. It's like, no, I said yes to this, and so therefore I'm going to make my commitment to it, and I'm not going to complain, even though maybe I don't want to bring Boca Burgers. You know
what
I mean?
Well, and the likely response, it happens often, is if someone got upset with you for not bringing Boca Burgers, then you would say, well, I mean, come on, they're just Boca Burgers, it's not a big deal. Like,
right.
You can't take responsibility for anything. Like, people just don't take responsibility for their actions.
That's what I'm saying. Just really bother me, and I'm probably not going to watch another episode of the show.
I'm glad we made it into, like, a character lesson.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, everyone, let your yeses be yeses and your noes be noes.
That's right.
And take it like a man.
That's what I'm saying.
And take responsibility when you forget.
If you sign up for something, Dave, I'm looking at you.
I think all the feminist listeners out there are going to get really upset that I just said take it like a man. Okay, take it like a sober-minded person.
All right,
fair enough. Take it like a man.
Kevin Tinkin has one more news story for us, and I think you guys will all enjoy it. It's pretty lighthearted.
Darn machine. Cut me off. Anyway, so Alan Siegel wrote a story on the 25-year anniversary of Ferris Bueller's Day Off and was quite bitter. Apparently, he doesn't want to shake it out, baby, now. Or twist and shout. What do you think, Joe?
I believe he does want to twist and shout, but he doesn't actually want to.
No,
he's twisting and shouting.
Or shake it out, baby. That's Daryl Schilling you're hearing in the background. Yeah, if you want to see the full story, go to The Atlantic under the story "Get Over It." I miss you all, and I had a chance to hang out with some of you outside of the studio, which was an absolute blast to celebrate a housewarming party for Mr. Patrice Dill and Brandon Baker. Have a fantastic week, everybody. Thank you much. Peace out. I don't usually say peace out, so have a good one. Bye-bye.
All right. I want to point something out here, because did you notice that Kevin was talking to Daryl in the background? See, yes. I thought he was on a vacation with his wife in Vegas.
And then there's Daryl.
And then Daryl. But Kevin actually sent me a text message not too long ago. It was like, wait, I think you guys might get the wrong idea. I'm in Vegas with Daryl and his wife and me and my wife. So I just wanted to make sure I clear that up. So do you guys like the movie Ferris Bueller?
I love that movie.
Yeah, it's fine.
But I was a little...
You're like the guy in the news article that just is like, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why everyone thought, like, oh my gosh, it's so epic. Like, the guy ditched school and it had a lot of really awful things happen to him.
There's fantastic
one-liners.
Sounds
like Meet the Parents. You know, like, I just, like, those movies that have, like, really awkward encounters, like, I get so uncomfortable. I can't watch Bad Things Happen to People and think it's funny. Like,
you
know, it bothers
bad
me.
Things happen to him.
Yeah, like, his friend ruins his dad's car, and, like, it just is all so, like,
but the whole him ruining his dad's car was for Cameron so he could let go. Okay.
Yeah.
He needed to let go inside.
Sure, you can think of all of the other, like, psychological reasons why this movie was awesome. But
I'm with
I
you
just
there,
thought
Sarah.
It made
there was
me
just
so weird.
So many good one-liners.
It's a great movie.
Yeah, name some.
Okay. He doesn't drive the car. He just rubs it with a diaper all day.
Excuse my French, Mr. Peterson, but you're a... I can't say that word on the air. You know what I'm talking about, right?
I know what you're talking about.
Right. Well, thanks, Kevin, for bringing the news. Up next, we're going to do an interview with Jeremiah Spears. We're going to talk about our one and why, and so that's going to be a lot of fun. Stay tuned. welcome back. We have a special guest with us today. I have mentioned this before earlier in the show, but Jeremiah is truly a super fan. And so, Jeremiah Spears, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks. All right.
You sound so normal.
Yeah. I want to say, I really appreciate you making me sound crazy in real life. And I tried to, I was going to come up here and be like, wow, or something. I don't know. Maybe whip out my knife. And
well, that's, what, we thought, that's what we thought was going to happen. But
I just figured I would just be me.
Welcome to the show, Jeremiah.
Well, that is you. All of those things that you just listed up is you.
The thing is, though, is like, I'm not exaggerating. Remember that voicemail you left? Yeah, I'll never
proof.
Forget.
Them. Yeah, proof.
In anticipation of this interview, I actually brought my own knife because I don't trust you.
Yeah, exactly. So, Jeremiah, I just want to share with the viewers. We record here in the recording studio at the Well, and like Jeremiah, like walked into this room as if he was like going to Disneyland as a kid. His like eyes lit up, and this was last week, and he's like, this is where it happens. And it was like, this is where the magic happens.
I just felt so special to see the setup.
And it was like the funniest thing. He's like, I didn't know this is where it happens.
You know, I work at the Well, so I walk into this studio all the time, you know, and I'm like, right. Nah, just studio. Like, oh, I got to fix this thing. And then it was like the magic was set up, all the chairs and the microphones. And
this is where memories are made.
It was glowing.
Yeah, this is where memories are made.
Can you take a picture?
Earlier, before, you know, episode 1, 2, and 3 is where we actually started in the room over, and so we didn't have this as our official spot to record. But now we're here.
I think we've gotten a lot better, more confident since being in this room. It makes us feel like...
We also brought Megan on board starting in this room as well.
That's true.
Megan did get experience the good old days. Yeah. Well, Jeremiah, first of all, the audience probably doesn't know you that well, and you're not an on-stage person like Brad was last week. And so, first of all, let us know kind of what you do at the Well and what your job is here at the Well.
Yeah, I'm the facilities director for the Well. So,
and can I ask you a question? Who got you that job?
I believe Christian did. All right.
I just want to make sure.
I think Christian takes credit for every interview, lives, jobs, anything good they've done. Christian takes credit for it.
It was Christian. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, keep going.
Yeah, so I work for the Well, and I basically do repairs and maintenance, contact contractors to get stuff fixed and kind of just make sure everything's running and up and running and that kind of stuff. So just kind of maintaining everything.
But as well as a facilities guy, I feel like in the last couple months, especially, you've gotten involved not only in missions at the Well with going on a mission trip here coming soon, which we'll talk about in a second, but also Jeremiah is heavily involved in the junior high group. And Jeremiah, he leads a small group, 8th grade guys, right? Mm-hmm. And next year, it'll be 7th grade guys, but do you enjoy being a part of the junior high group?
I do, yeah, I love it.
What if you said no right now?
Yeah, no. I hate it. I only do it to satisfy you. No. My wife and I volunteered in the high school group at our old church, and so when we came out here, my wife works, works for Christian as his admin, and so it kind of was a given, well, do I do high school group or junior high? I love building into youth and mentoring them and just kind of being there for them. And so it kind of just made sense. Well, you do junior high group because then you get to see your wife a lot more. So,
And now do you like, I mean, I think junior high and high school are different, but like I've had talks with Sarah before and like Sarah is like, she loves junior hires. Like she's a fan of junior hires. And now working with junior hires, I'm a bigger fan of junior hires than I was high schoolers. Nothing against the high schoolers I worked with at Twin Lakes, but, where do you land on that spectrum?
Yeah. You know, I think that, I don't know if I would choose one over the other. You definitely have more deep in-depth conversations with high schoolers and they'll really, kind of talk about things that are really troubling them and some really harder issues in life and stuff like that. So you get to really build into them and mentor them. Whereas I feel like junior hires are still in this kid stage.
Right.
And so it's just this weird transition that happens between junior high and high school, and they haven't done that yet. So they're kind of like really like little kids. Mm-hmm. And so they're really honest. They're a lot more honest with their emotions in that sense. And so, I mean, you know, you flick a kid too hard and he'll totally cry like a, you know, like a 2-year-old but in high school, then they're just too cool for school. So
you flick kids? Is that your thing?
All the time. Right in the nose. Yeah. If they're not paying attention.
In the nose. I wasn't even expecting
and
that.
And then he goes, got your nose. Did your dad ever do that, Megan? You know, got your nose.
Yeah, he still has it.
Dude, you should ask for that.
I should.
I'm wondering the
I know this necessarily isn't what I brought you in to talk about today, but I'll just give a quick shout out to the junior high group. And I know that there are some parents out there that do listen to the show of the junior hires and whatnot, but junior high and high school group are both going to summer camp this summer, July 24th through the 30th. So if you have a junior hire or a high schooler, sign them up. High schoolers are going to Redwood Christian Park, which is in Santa Cruz, and Camp Hammer is for junior high, which is in Santa Cruz as well. That's, you know, just me giving a little shout out. All right. Is that fair? But now here's what I really want to talk to you about, Jeremiah, because this last Sunday or this last Wednesday at church, Brad basically brought up a bunch of different mission teams up on stage, mm-hmm. and we all prayed for them and prayed for them to be sent off for the summer missions. And you were one of those people that we prayed for.
Yeah, I'm going to Costa Rica with the high school group.
Right.
And it's kind of funny how it just worked out. I just felt like I volunteer in the junior high group, but I heard they were doing this trip and they were in need of another guy, and I was just praying about it and praying through it, and I just kind of felt like God was really wanting me to go on this trip. And then they had gotten another leader by then, but I had talked to Jeff, the high school leader, and he just said, yeah, like if you want to go, we'd love to have you go. It'd be great to have another guy leader. So there'll be 14 of us going.
Nice.
Yeah.
And where are you guys? You're going to Costa Rica, but what's kind of – what's the plan down there?
Yeah, we're
going
to go.
Because I know there's two trips to Costa Rica, right?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, both with the same mission organization. So we're going down with Students International. Mm-hmm. So we're going to go down. We'll just support them and what they're doing. They have a bunch of different ministry sites in Costa Rica that you can participate in, we'll say. And so you, the great thing about missions, about Students International, is that you get to choose what area you want to work in. So each student really gets to choose their own area. So they can do like construction or art or dentistry, sports, like social work, whatever they're really
interested in. Each of the high school students.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. So it really gives gives them a chance to see like, man, I love sports and I'm going to do a missions trip. So why don't I do sports at this missions trip? And then it kind of might spark something in them for later on in life where,
oh, nice.
You know, I don't have to do something that is like something that I absolutely hate just to do missions work.
I don't have to build homes in Mexico to do missions.
Yeah,
work.
If you don't like construction.
Evangelism.
Right. Yeah, I can do something that I absolutely love and still do missions work,
right.
You know? So it's a great idea.
And so you guys are there for, I think, 14 days?
Yeah,
or?
14 days.
Okay.
We leave the 10th of July.
Nice.
The 10th now. We were going to leave the 11th, but the 10th, and we come back the 23rd. So.
And, I mean, we prayed yesterday for you guys, but for those people listening and whatnot, I know there's other trips going on. I know there's another Costa Rica trip, and I believe there's a Thailand trip, or no?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that the summer?
Yeah.
Is it in the winter?
No. There's a Thailand trip as well.
Yeah, Thailand trip.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah.
We love Thailand.
We do.
Yes,
so,
we do. We love Thailand. How about you?
Got your nose.
Give it back.
Anyways, what are some ways that we could be praying for you, your trip, especially with the high school students, and also just maybe all the trips in general?
Yeah, besides safety, obviously that's kind of a given when you're traveling to another country and you're traveling with high school students. It's always nice to have prayer for safety. But I think for sure just that God would just really work in these students' lives, that that it wouldn't be like, oh, we're going on this vacation to Costa Rica, you know, that it really would be life transforming. And so that God would just really move in their lives and in that process, just really draw them closer to Him, and that their relationship with Him would just like blossom out of this and that they would fall in love with another culture, another
right.
people, with God. So definitely prayers for that kind of stuff, for sure.
Something I love about the Well is that they sometimes don't even call them mission trips. They call them exposure trips.
Absolutely,
sometimes.
Yeah, which I think is great.
And it's instead of these kids even feeling like, oh, I have to be a mission person, it's just, hey, I just get exposed to missions, the Well, all of the above.
Yeah.
Excuse me, Megan? Are you making faces? Yeah, you're in big trouble, all right? So
I promise I wasn't making faces.
You were making
not
faces.
Not at you, Kai.
Right as
Sarah.
Jeremiah was talking about praying and all the other things. Oh,
Jesus.
My gosh.
Not true. Not true at all.
Well, is there any other things that we, as just Spoutcast fans and listeners, could be praying for, even for the other trips? Or
yeah, I think obviously for...
travel's probably tough with that
yeah.
many people.
Yeah, And especially just getting high schoolers down into Costa Rica. Right. I was telling Rose today.
Piece. Who's
yeah, with the other leader. I said, Rose is the other leader. And I was talking to her today about it. And I said, you know, I'm just the kind of guy, I really like to get there kind of early, you know, so we're there early. And she's like, oh, yeah, yeah, I was thinking, yeah, 2 hours early. And I was like, I was thinking like 5 hours early. I'm like, you got like 14 high school students. Well, not 14 high school students, but 10 high school students. And you never know, like one of them might just run off. And it's just nice to get there early. And she's, I think you're kind of
a couple
crazy.
Years ago, a high school student accidentally brought like a knife. Like it was just in his bag. And so they got stopped by the, you know,
oops.
The people at the airport. Yeah. And it was like a big ordeal.
Awesome.
So, yeah. So kind of switching gears here a little bit, Jeremiah, but we've been friends for a while now. And,
yeah.
And I... probably every Friday go and see a movie by myself. It's really a great thing. Just builds my self-esteem up a lot, mm-hmm, you know? Mm-hmm. So, most every Friday recently I've been trying to call you, hey, you want to go to a movie? And we ended up catching a movie, The Source Code, a while ago.
Yeah, a while ago.
And
yeah.
We saw like a bunch of movie trailers and yeah. I was like, and we just looked at each other like, I want to see that. And then you were like, me too. I'm like, please come with me.
You know? I have to say, you haven't asked me every weekend. You tend to ask me on the weekends that I go out of town.
Right, right.
And he knows that you're out of town.
Yeah, that's not true, all right? I did not
drama.
Know.
Drama.
I forget or whatever.
Drama.
Got your nose.
That's the new thing.
No, that's not the new thing. Yep, that's not funny.
No, it's the new thing.
The got your nose part?
Yeah. It's not, got your not nose. Funny.
No, it's always funny. It's never stopped being funny. So, and kind of...
I wish you guys could see facial expressions.
So kind of with talking about summer movies and whatnot, I love movies. I'm a huge fan of movies, but yeah. I try not and just talk about movies all the time on the show. But with you, Jeremiah,
because
I thought...
Because he talks about prom. Let's be honest.
You want to go
try
there?
Not to talk bring about prom every week.
There? I try.
I
try.
You are
go
never going to live
really
down prom.
Wrong.
All right. Whatever. All right. Anyways, Kay...
Right. I appreciate your love for film.
Let's talk about our favorite summer movies. Kind of, we're doing a segment, a new segment. It's called One and Why, and we're going to talk about our one movie that we're most looking forward to this summer and why, okay? One and why. So,
got it.
Let's start with Sarah. Sarah, why don't we start with you?
Okay, great.
And what is your one and why? And then we'll get to some emails and some voicemails later. Go for it.
Okay, I'm looking forward to seeing a movie starring Tom Hanks and Julia Roberts called Larry Crown.
Larry Crown. And actually, just so you know, before you get to your why, another one of our listeners, Brandon, he wrote in and said Larry Crown as well because there's a moped gang in the movie. So,
a gang of mopeds?
Yeah, yeah.
Huh.
That's exactly why Sarah wants to see it.
Right.
Brandon
so,
and Sarah.
Mopeds just carry around switchblades and they
And they enter into buildings and they go, hello? So, Sarah, what is the reason why you'd want to see that movie?
I'm a big Tom Hanks fan.
Good.
Big Tom Hanks fan. He, I like almost every movie he's been in.
He's like
really Terminal?
All, that's why I said
I love
almost.
Terminal.
I did not like
that
Terminal.
That movie's awful.
That's the only movie I did not like by
Castaway,
him.
Can't stand
oh,
it.
I like
oh,
Castaway.
My God.
No.
No.
You're crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
Castaway. I Wilson!
He's a lunatic. That movie
it
made me so angry.
Oh.
I
the
think people who don't
movie,
like that movie are lunatics.
No, the ending of that movie made me so mad. I left. I liked the movie and then saw the ending and thought, I hate this.
Huh. How many movies has he been in?
Probably a lot. But
well, right.
Yeah.
I was wondering if we had a number.
No, I mean,
don't.
Who has that number memorized off the top of their head?
127.
Christian probably does. He's a walking IMDb.
You've got mail. I just go through his list of.
Yeah.
Well,
no, maybe not.
Do you want to move on?
Well, I didn't really share why I was excited.
Okay,
about
why are you
it.
Excited about the movie?
I just,
sorry.
I like Tom Hanks and Julia Roberts, and I saw the trailer, and it looked funny and romantic.
It does look very romantic. It's also about him taking a speech class. And if you guys remember, 2 weeks ago I talked about what was my favorite class in school. I said speech.
Mm-hmm.
And so the movie's about him taking
yes.
a speech class.
And
Julia Roberts is the teacher.
I was watching this trailer and he reminds me of my dad. So I thought, I don't know why. Tom Hanks always reminds me of my dad. So
well, great. I hope you enjoy that movie.
Well,
and I will see it as well. Brandon, you enjoy that movie as well.
Yeah.
All right. Jeremiah, what is the one movie you are looking forward to this summer and why?
Yeah, I think I'm looking forward to Captain America. Was really wanting to see Thor, and I still haven't seen it yet. Oh, Thor. Megan just rolled her head. Not her eyes, her head. Her entire body. She got down and just rolled across the floor.
I'm totally with you on Captain America.
Captain America, I'm really looking forward to Captain America. Yeah. I think it's going to be a great movie. I love the superhero movies, so...
Speaking of superhero movies, our executive producer, Andrew File, left us a voicemail about his favorite, his movie he's most looking forward to this summer and why as well. So why don't we listen to Andrew File's voicemail?
What's up, Spoutcast? Andrew here. You know, my movie I'm looking forward to this summer is that one comic book one. You know, that one that they're making this summer. You know, the one I've been waiting for forever. So excited because there's only one this summer and I've been waiting for it for so long. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thanks, Andrew.
I'm hinting.
He has some beef.
Yeah, some sarcasm in there.
Andrew doesn't really go see a lot of movies. So just so you know, you went from executive producer to just now producer, okay? Because I'm upset because I like superhero movies a lot. And I think every single one this summer is going to be good. So far, the two that have come out have been fantastic. So, Jeremiah, I will see Captain America with you.
Awesome. We'll go see it together.
Unless I'm out of town, all right? And you know who we won't invite?
Andrew.
Yeah, we won't invite Andrew. Here's my one beef about Captain America, though. It's directed by this guy, Joe Johnston, and he has basically... he's got one or two good movies, but he's pretty much like stunk at every movie he's ever done. He did Jurassic Park 3, which was stunk. He did The Wolfman, which stunk. And so like, I'm just a little fearful of this movie coming out directed by Joe Johnston, but hopefully it'll be good. All right.
I don't ever pay attention to who directs movies. I just go see them and I'm pretty easy to please.
Yeah.
Movie,
you are pretty easy to please. Your favorite movie is Flubber.
Yeah. Flubber. So- On DVD.
No, on VHS. On VHS. On VHS. Yeah. I have totally this running joke it. With
Robin
Jeremy.
Williams was really
good. It is on DVD. Sorry.
It is on DVD.
This is my point with Jeremiah. He owns Flubber on DVD, and my big thing with Jeremiah is going, nobody owns Flubber on DVD. Everybody owns it on VHS, but not on DVD.
Yeah, I do have to say, we did not buy it. It was given to us.
All right, fair enough.
But it is a good movie.
All right, Megan, what is your one and why this week?
I have a two and why this week.
Oh, great.
As always.
Two and why, shoot.
I have to plug Conan's documentary.
Yep, Can't Stop.
Can't Stop.
Hmm. I will say, it does look very interesting, even though I'm not a fan. It comes out actually at the end of this month, so I believe like the 25th or something.
So I'm very excited to see that.
I'm seeing it when I get back from Israel.
Also, the movie that is like my one and why.
Yeah.
The movie that I am absolutely unbelievably stoked to see.
Flubber.
Is
Ramona and Beezus.
Yeah. Saw it and loved it.
All right. What is
when
it?
When did that come out?
A last long year. Time ago.
All right. What is it?
Is Harry Potter 2.
Ah,
the
Harry
seventh,
Potter 2.
Second part of the Deathly Hallows. I read all seven books.
Mm-hmm.
I sometimes think I'm part of their world. Part of them. Yeah.
Sometimes I read to Megan Harry Potter.
Yeah, she used to read out loud and read words wrong
because
she had no idea what they were.
Do you think the books are better than the movies?
Always. Okay. I always feel that
way. I would disagree with always, but okay.
Okay.
Wow.
That's fine.
Yeah.
But I really like Harry Potter. I sometimes cast spells with my fake wand and like really love to be a part of that world. And I wish I could have gone to Hogwarts. And
sometimes she wears the cloak of invisibility.
I've kind of made this point ever since I was 12 to just not see any of the movies because I'll just wait for them all to come out on DVD and then watch them all. So I've never seen a Harry Potter
movie.
And
you've never read a Harry Potter
movie? I read the books.
Oh, all of them?
Well, not the last one. But I didn't
want... What?
Yeah, it was too big.
Huh.
I know.
But like everything like comes together in the seventh book. How could you read all six and go, man, I don't really care what happens?
Well, I got into movies like right around the time that the seventh book came out. And so I was like, I'll just watch some movies. I'll get the same thing. So that's kind of where I'm at.
For being a guy that like, oh my gosh.
I had to read the books growing up, like in high school or no, it like started in fifth grade, I remember. And then kind of as I grew up and then probably the seventh book came out when I was like 18 or 19. I'm like, yeah, I'll just watch the movies. No big deal.
Yeah, in 10 years, I'll just watch the movies. 10 years later, here you go.
There you go. So now that Megan is extremely upset at me, I'll share my one and why. But I just want to first say my one and why. Like, I had my one and why, and then I got an email today from a listener. His name is Casey Jackson, and he wrote this really nice email. He says, "It's not much of a summer movie. I'm not much of a summer movie fan because it's usually filled with sequels, mediocre movies in two summers ago, or it's new superhero action figure films, which apparently you and Andrew are not excited about, which eventually then have sequels as well." So he then says, "There is, however, during the summer, some rare exceptions like Inception, which came out last summer, which is a great movie, but nothing like that is coming out this summer," which I would agree with. But there is a movie that is coming out, and he says, "July 8th, there's a documentary film called Project Nim," which was my one and why, but I'll switch my one and why up. Project Nim is basically the story of a chimpanzee taken from its mother and raised like a human child by a family as a science experiment back in the 70s. And so there's basically 40 years of footage. And the director of this film directed a wonderful documentary called Man on Wire, which is basically about a guy who walked across the Twin Towers a long time ago, and basically it was a reenactment of what he did when that happened. Fascinating documentary, won an Oscar for it. I guarantee you Project Nim will win an Oscar as well. He then goes on to say, Casey does, "In February 2010, Radio Lab, amazing podcast, produced a similar true story called Lucy, which was so haunting and has become my favorite single podcast." Lucy is the monkey's name in Project Nim. None of you guys care about this, but it's watch the trailer and your mind will blow off, all right?
Okay.
So safe to say that Project Nim will not even make it through Fresno. So many screens showing the same films at the same time. Pathetic. So technically it's coming out during the summer, but we'll have to wait until the fall. It could come to Fresno. We'll see what happens, okay?
Project Nim.
Project Nim. Everybody go see it. The movie that I am actually most looking forward to this summer is called Life in a Day. Now, let me tell you about this film, okay? The director, did you guys ever see the movie The Last King of Scotland? No? No?
Yeah, I did. That was all right. A great movie.
Fantastic movie. Do you know Ridley?
Forest Whitaker, right?
Forest Whitaker. Oh, do you guys know who Ridley movie. Scott is? Ridley Scott. He's done a lot of Denzel Washington movies. He did the last Robin Hood movie. No? You guys are horribly uninterested with what I'm talking about right now. Well, I'll just keep talking to those one or two movie fans out there. Well, this movie called Life in a Day, essentially this director, on a single day last year, 2 years ago, basically went on YouTube and found 80,000 different YouTube videos that were posted on one single day. And he's like, this is what is going on in the world today, like on this day. So basically the movie is compiled of 80,000 different YouTube videos, and it looks fascinating.
I'm sure Megan would love that. This is what's going on in the world this day. Everything from YouTube.
Well, I mean, it's just different. It's different all over the world. Watch the trailer.
So you're watching 80,000 YouTube videos.
He's taking clips from...
I've seen YouTube. I know what kind of creeps are on YouTube. I can't imagine.
And
what
they always
in a
have
day.
Really good news stories always. On YouTube.
I'm
you
just
know,
saying.
Some of them are Justin Bieber imitators.
Did I give you a hard time about your number one?
Is there going to be a lot
yes,
of like talking
I did not.
Animal ones?
No, it's more like real life, like heartfelt stuff, and just different countries, just what's going on in the world. It's called Life in a Day. Looks like a fascinating documentary by a great director. His name's Kevin MacDonald.
So they're like legitimate YouTube videos, not like stupid
Leave
ones.
Britney alone.
No, they're not. Yeah, not like the Leave Britney Alone videos. Okay. Yeah. No, I promise they're good videos. So if you want to check out any of those trailers.
You're making a lot of guarantees. I guarantee this movie will get an Oscar. I guarantee it'll be good.
Hey, how much
I
you want to bet?
This.
How much you want to bet that Project Nim wins an Oscar?
Gambling
I don't gamble.
I will let
okay.
you say the intro to the
Spoutcast.
Being a good
cast. Steward of my finances, so I do not gamble.
Gambling
well,
is
we gotta
a
wrap,
sin.
We got to wrap things up here. But Jeremiah, yeah. thanks for being here.
Oh, man, thanks for having me.
And we got a couple other one and whys, which we'll read at the end of the next segment. And then what we'll do is we'll kind of reach into the Fast Five hat and give ourselves a winner for the week.
That thing's still here?
Yeah, that thing is still here. I know.
Man,
every
I thought
week.
We burned it or something after that movie.
Maybe we'll have
flopped.
To change it out. Flop.
I know it didn't. Okay,
all right.
Whatever.
You want to go here?
I know.
I have
go
steam coming out of his ears.
All right. Well, thanks for being
his
here, Jeremiah.
His hand even just went on his hip. Like he was about to Z-snap me or something.
And thanks for being a big fan, Jeremiah.
Yeah, thank you.
All
you
right.
Guys are great.
Hello? For some time. But I'm tired. I'm tired. Stars and fumble and fall around.
All right, we are back, and we want to get to some more of these one and whys. And so I had read Casey Jackson's one and why earlier, and we also listened to Andrew and him being upset. But another one and why was from Jeff Richmond. And his, he was like, well, the one movie I'm most excited about this summer is any movie with bacon. Okay, and I was like, with bacon. And then I got the joke because you can't be a man if you don't like bacon. So, I'm not a man, all right? Apparently, once again...
Thank you, Brad.
Brad's exact words were, I don't know how a man lives with himself and doesn't eat bacon.
Oh, all right. Fair enough. But, Jeff, I have a movie for you that has bacon in it this summer, and that is X-Men First Class, because Kevin Bacon is outstanding in that movie, and he should win an Oscar for that movie. Just letting you guys know. Okay, let's go to Megan. Who do you got?
Well, we have this email is from Melissa Scroggins, and she says, welcome back, Megan, exclamation points. I missed you even if Christian and Sarah didn't. I wonder what was said about me. Anyways, just kidding. I'm sure they missed you too. I loved the comment about how we tend to complain to fill space. I had never thought of that until you said that, and it is so true. I did a road trip from California to Oklahoma in the fall, and I, too, was blown away by the scenery. I hadn't done it since I was a kid and hated the trip. But with adult eyes, it was fun and just so beautiful. I really liked Arizona and was amazed at how well the Pixar guys really captured it in the Cars movie. I agree.
Yeah, totally.
That is, like, such a good point. Yeah. I totally agree with that. My summer movie that I'm so looking forward to is Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2. I may even break my rule and go to a midnight showing. I am that excited to see it.
Melissa, I want to know what your rule is, because midnight showings are usually really fun. So I don't know why you have a rule.
I wonder what that rule is, too. Yeah. She should write in and tell us what that rule
is,
Melissa.
Tell us what your
rule is, Melissa. Maybe she falls asleep.
Maybe.
Could be.
I have read all the books and watched all the movies, and while the books are way better, I know they will do a great job on the final movie. Thanks, guys. I love the Spoutcast.
Megan, you can be friends with her.
I think we should be friends. Yeah, she totally gets it.
She gets it.
She gets it.
I wonder if she walks around and pretends that she has a wand, too, and shouts spells in the house.
Probably not. I think you're one of the only
probably
ones. I think you got another email there from your best friend.
My dear friend, Wes Crockett. Hey, you guys. I'm assuming that's what he meant. Great episode last week. A big thank you to Brad Bell for saying to Christian what I've always thought. Roughly, I don't know how a man can live with himself without eating meat.
Zing.
Also, I'd like to point out, Christian is a...
Wait, before you...
Fakitarian?
I'll respond.
Fakitarian. He totally eats meat as long as it was humanly treated, according to him. Humanely treated, I'm assuming.
That's the thing. Wes, you're wrong, actually. I have not eaten meat since last April, so that is a year and a couple months. However, for the first 6 months, I said, I'm a vegetarian, but I will eat meat, like grass-fed beef or whatever, but I just haven't ever eaten it because it's too expensive and nobody sells it. So that's my thing. That's my beef. Zing.
Okay.
As far as my one and why, it's totally Mr. Popper's Penguins. I think Wes and I just became...
enemies.
Worst friend. Like, he is now.
Keep reading, though. Keep reading.
Oh, wow.
Keep reading.
Okay.
Keep reading.
Wow. Okay.
Keep reading.
I'm going to unfan him.
Keep reading.
I can't wait to see Jim Carrey in the exact same role. Okay, this makes it. Wes, I'm so sorry I spoke too soon. I can't wait to see Jim Carrey in the exact same role he has played in every single movie he's been in, with a few exceptions. A la the number 23, Eternal Sunshine and The Truman Show. Also, nope, never mind.
Okay.
This movie is going to be horrible. I'm changing my answer to Zookeeper.
You're the person that judges a book by the cover.
Have a great week, Wes. You know what? Honestly, because I have such an aversive reaction to Mr. Popper's Penguins. When I see that movie, I think, how did anyone get a budget to make that movie?
Right.
It makes me so angry. Wes, I'm so sorry. We are better friends
actually,
than I thought.
Emailed in, I think, seconds after and said he's actually looking forward to a movie called The Zookeeper.
Right, he said that.
Oh, he did. You didn't read that.
I did.
Oh, you did?
Yes, she did.
I guess I didn't hear that.
Yeah, you were too busy thinking about your next comeback.
Zing! All right,
I
Sarah,
just said zing.
Sarah, you got some
zing.
Emails.
Zing. We all said it now.
You got some emails, too, because we got to give someone $10 this week.
You're right.
Go for it.
Okay. This is from our friend Felix. Okay, he says, call me a nerd, but I'm so looking forward to Transformer 3. And if you must ask why, well, just because it has cool cars turning into robots, a lot of robots, and a lot of explosions. And have I mentioned a lot of robots and a lot of explosions? Yes, I think that alone should make it very entertaining.
Felix, your next birthday party should be
a Transformers cars, birthday.
Yeah, and explosions.
Yeah.
I think it'd be great. Totally. I'd love to see it.
You should listen to the band The Cars and Explosions in the Sky. Right?
Wow.
Absolutely.
My brain just exploded.
All right, I think you got one more email there for you, Sarah.
I do. Okay. This is from Taylor Allen. Starts out, Smurfs. Dumb question. If anyone puts anything else down, then obviously they haven't watched the trailer because it's mesmerizing.
He probably also really loved Romeo and Juliet.
Right.
Which no one saw.
He's joking about the Smurfs.
Right. I don't know. It seems pretty serious.
All right, keep going.
Also, wanted to touch on something that's been bothering me for some time now. I've tried to contain myself, but unfortunately, I've been pushed to the edge. Everything Christian says makes me angry. I was going to explain myself, but instead, I think you should just ask him, because I'm certain that when he says most things, he knows that they're going to upset me. Girls, you're doing a fantastic job. Keep it up. Newsboy, you make me laugh. I listen to the show while I go running, and everyone on the track looks at me funny because I'm laughing so much. Christian, I love you. Taylor Allen.
All right. We should interview this guy. I love that he doesn't like things you say.
Really?
No, I'm kidding.
Here's his beef, okay? And my wife does the same thing. There was an episode where Gordon was here and he was talking about the Beatles and I was like, nobody likes the Beatles, okay? And then another episode we were talking about something else and I was like, I just don't like indie music. Like, and there's just a lot of bands that I don't like that everybody else currently right now likes. Your hipster buddies, Megan, they all like... those bands and stuff. And so Taylor gets so mad at me when I say that,
as opposed to listening to Simple Plan.
Who likes Simple Plan?
And wearing Famous Stars and Straps.
I don't listen to either Straps? Of those. It's not that's a clothing company, right? So Stripes? Basically Taylor's point is that like I don't like all these hipster things, and he's so upset at me, and he gets mad when I say things like, I don't like Coldplay or whatever, because he's like, how could you not like Coldplay? And I'm like, yeah, just, you know, I'd rather listen to LFO, Summertime Girls, that way I'm Abercrombie and Fitch.
I like so, girls who wear Abercrombie and Fitch.
I apologize, Taylor. I hope we can go see Smurfs together. So let's reach into our brimming Fast Five hat here, because we did get a lot of emails from this week and last week, and let's pick a winner. So here we go.
Can I
winner,
pick it this time?
Yeah, sure. Winner of $10 gift card from iTunes is
Melissa Scroggins.
Your new best friend, Megan.
My new best friend.
That's right. So Melissa, we will send you your $10 gift certificate this week. Now, before we end, I have a beef. Okay?
Go for it.
I don't know if you guys know this, but we have an iTunes account. Okay? And on our iTunes account, you have a spot to leave a review. Okay. Now, I know we have some listeners out there. You know, I don't think we have a million, but I think we have enough listeners. All right. And nobody leaves a review for our show on iTunes.
That's not
really
true. Don't say no one. There are two reviews.
And one of those is mine.
Oh, Christian, come
on. Who's
the
other
man.
One? Jeremiah?
I don't know who the other one's from. But you won't know who the one is from me because my name on iTunes is Huge Shane West Fan. So,
huge now we will Shane know. West fan?
Yeah, like
from like that, Walk to Remember.
Yeah, Shane West.
You just keep getting worse.
Anyways.
Honestly, do you have a tattoo of him on your back?
No,
or something?
I'm just big Shane West fan over here. Anyways, so all I ask is that listeners, fans, please review us on iTunes. Please give us a 5-star rating because, yeah, we want more people to listen to the show. We want, you know, more people to enjoy the show. So as we close, next week, please email in to thespoutcast@gmail.com or you can call in as our friends Kevin Tinkin and Andrew did this week to 559-321-7768, which is spout, basically.
Spot.
Spot, yeah. And basically email in or text in your favorite parable in the Bible and why. That'll be our one and why this next week. And this next week, it'll just be me and Megan. So hopefully we don't like kill each other and doesn't burn into flames.
Yeah, what are you going to do without like the peacemaker here?
Well,
I wouldn't call yourself that.
We're going to listen to Simple Plan.
You can't self-title you.
We're going to talk about Shane West. All right, that's what we're going to do.
We're going to talk all about all of the things, the disagreements that Christian and I have next week. Stay tuned.
Exactly. So once again, email us, call us, text us, or find us on Facebook, facebook.com/Spoutcast or twitter.com/thespoutcast. Remember to sign up for camp as we talked about before. Whoa, I'm about to burp. Also, be praying for the mission trip team as they head out to those mission trips here in the next month. And yeah, we love our fans. So this is The Spout. We're out.
Bye.